catch a virus.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice. Tumbling down the rabbit hole.
Well, back at it again, boys. Let your mind peel away the mysteries of the world. That's right. I'm talking deep, frazzle drift deep. This is Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracies Podcast.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Oh, by the way, my balls is hot.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
My balls is hot. 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 My balls is hot.
You cannot catch a virus.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Big Country. As always, on the other end of the way,
it's me, boy.
That's right. And guess what? Say hello, Chris. Just kidding. That's not. Yeah. Sorry about that, guys.
Dude, have you heard from that dude in a minute?
You know, he did hit me up the other day.
Was it because he had a question about something? Or?
No. He actually was just checking in.
Oh yeah.
He was talking to me about his new job.
Nice.
Things are going, and I said, "Okay, man, good. Hopefully, things just keep improving, man." You know,
yeah, dude.
Even though he's not here, you know, I hope things get better for him.
Oh, of course, yeah, dude. He's our boy. It was weird though, because he was talking to me about his job, and I was like, "What are you doing now?" And he's like, "Dude, I suck dicks in the alley." And he's like, "I made $300.50." There you are.
Okay, I had to refresh my screen.
Yeah, you froze, and I was like, oh, shit, you didn't like my joke.
No, yeah, I didn't even hear it, because you froze on my end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was
all right, so let's edit that whole part out, because the joke won't hit.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so Chris was telling me about his new job.
Okay.
And I said, that's cool, dude, what are you doing? He's like, dude, I last night I made $300.50. And I said,
about 350.
Yeah, because I said, what are you doing? He's like, dude, I'm sucking dick in the alley. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, you made $300.50. Who the fuck gave you 50 cents? And he said, all of them.
poor Chris.
Blowjob, still a job, dude.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
He's doing more than most. Yeah, no, of course we hope Chris succeeds. I'd like to have him back on the show whenever he's available.
I miss you, dude. Where are you? I'm so sorry,
dude. I'm so happy that people like, because when you know, when we were kids, Blink 182, that was their heyday, right?
Yeah.
And I always got super annoyed with like that inflection, right?
Uh-huh.
Where are you? And I would call that shit out all the time, and people would be like, dude, what the? Like, not that I didn't like them. I enjoyed the music for sure, you know? But I was always kind of like, man, it's very annoying to hear that over and over again.
Yeah, it's very of the time and location. Yeah.
Yes, definitely time.
Like that nasally fucking.
Yeah.
yeah, it's... So many good memories from that time, though. I can tell you that right now.
The good old days.
Good old days. Boy, can you see the QR code that's on top of the screen?
I can.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so that QR code, if you are watching, you can scan it with your government spy device, and it will bring up our page, wbctavern.com. We hope to see you all there. $5 a month gets you exclusive access to everything we're doing there. That's exclusive designs. Extra episodes with the tavern, Boya and his wife show with his wife Smoke Break.
Hell yeah.
Gonna be starting those video game tournaments soon. Things are kind of starting to finally calm down on this. Sort of calm down.
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah. If you guys and gals, hooligans and hooliganettes, if you're out there and you do pray, say a prayer for Mrs. Big Country, because I had announced it earlier on another one of my shows, but we are expecting our second child. And yeah. Let's see, I think I have like a thing for that. Hold on.
There we go. Thank you, live studio audience.
Yeah, he held up the applause sign. Yeah, so we're really excited about that. Children are a blessing. We wanted to have another one. And it was crazy because she told me when I was at work, she had Storm Shadow put on a shirt that said Big Bro.
Dick move, by the way.
Yeah, it was fucked up. Because I'm at work, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, now people are like, why is he crying?
Yeah, I was like, so I kind of cried. I was like, I had tears in my eyes and stuff like that. It was like pure joy and excitement.
I ain't no bitch, though.
Yeah, and I was like, open that fucking conduit, little bitch.
Yeah.
Do what I told you. I'm your boss. But it's an emotional thing, man. It's exciting.
Yeah, dude.
And we're confident that our baby is going to be born healthy and all that good stuff. I'm really hoping I have a girl, to be honest with you.
I would really love to
have a hooliganette.
Yeah.
Because maybe that means one of my children will want me.
Not always. Let me tell you. You know, I got two boys and a girl, and my daughter is a savage. She's a sweetheart, dude. She's like, you know, I've always told everybody the day that she was born, she's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
She's like, she's extremely sweet, but she can be hella salty too.
Yeah.
But dude, I have to say, like, because it's unknown territory. Like, you know how to handle a boy. You're a boy. You know how to do boy shit. With a girl, it's like, ooh, fuck, man. This is all new, right? Like,
yeah. Right.
You want to be strict enough for her to like respect you, but you don't want to be too strict. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I get accused of her being my favorite all the time. But for the record, I don't have a favorite. My wife already. She's
saying that, guys. He has a favorite.
I truly do not. My wife says the same thing. She's like, no, but I tell Steph, like, I really don't. They're all extremely unique. And you'll see, it's weird because you share a household with these kids, but once they develop their own personality and really like start to shine through as themselves, it's a pretty unique thing. And managing three of them, you know, managing two of them, because you have one and you're like, okay, we get the idea. You know what I mean? And the first one is always the fucking example because they do everything they're fucking supposed to do.
Well, dude, here's the wild thing is that your family now that you have is like the spitting image of my family when I was growing up, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, because I have an older brother, I have a sister in the middle, and then I'm the baby.
Yeah.
Right? So Nicole asked me this the other night. She said, do you think your mom has a favorite? And I go, absolutely she does. And she's like, who's the favorite? I said, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, yeah, but I thought you were the favorite. I go, no. I get the second most amount of love because I'm the baby.
Yeah.
And then she's like, but your mom seems to like really love your sister and be very involved. And I go, yes, because she has a unique kind of love. It's because she's the only daughter.
Right. It's so that you're exactly right. It's there. And I tried to explain it to my wife, like, but I still wouldn't say I have a favorite. Like Dom is at that age where him and I can talk about video games. We can talk about fighting, like, have real conversations, you know what I mean? And Belle, she loves art. She's a great little artist. And so I do my best, because you start to realize like what comforts your kids, like what each kid needs to feel better, right? So Belle is very much like, you know, congratulate her, give her a hug and a kiss, and make sure you're like affectionate, right?
That love language.
Yeah. And, you know, Dom is very much, he needs like that reassurance that he's doing well.
Right.
You know what I mean? And Zeke is just loose cannon, dude. Zeke's like, I don't need anyone's approval for a goddamn thing. You understand me?
yeah, but when he's feeling shitty, he wants to be held.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Him and his mom are fucking two peas in a pod, dude. Like, and it's so cool to watch that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And me and him, we have a really cool relationship, too, but it's so different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, you'll see, because those things become more prevalent, like, they're highlighted when you have an extra kid, right?
Yeah.
It's fun, dude. It's super fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. So with all that being said, if you're out there and you're listening and you do pray, say a big prayer for Mrs. Big Country, because this baby's kicking her butt. This baby doesn't like anything remotely kind of that maybe even looks like food. Which is wild, because I'm just going to say her brother. Mm-hmm. I have such a feeling it's a girl. Yeah. Loves every kind of all food, any food.
Yeah.
Put it in his face. I'm going to eat it. Like, you've seen my son eat. It's ridiculous.
Oh, he puts it down. Yeah. There's a reason he's big. He's going to be bigger than you real quick, dude.
Yeah. Easily. Easily. And it's so weird because, you know, like, we've all been around kids.
Yeah.
Right. And then when, you know, with where my wife and I in our position, we were around a lot of young kids because we had kids later in life.
Right.
But my son is the only kid I've ever seen at his age, because he's 2.5,
mm-hmm.
that will eat salad before he eats a cookie.
Hell yeah, dude.
And, you know, we never really did the food thing, like, oh, no, you can't have a cookie until you eat all this.
Right, right.
We were like,
that doesn't happen until later.
Yeah. I was like, dude, eat whatever you want, bro.
Yeah.
And sometimes he's like, oh, shit, I want salad. I'm like, how fucking old are you? You want salad?
Yeah, dude.
You want salad?
Yeah, pass the Caesar, please.
Yeah, I'm like, all right. He's like, all right, Dad, I'm going to go shadow box for a little bit in the garage. Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah.
Here you go, get me a pack of smokes, please.
But so that's why I'm convinced it's a girl, you know?
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's a lot of fun, dude.
Yeah.
Especially, well, when you put your daughter in Niners gear with you.
Oh yeah. There's no one in this house that's got
all the red bows,
silver and black.
Yeah.
So
is she converted? Is Cole converted now?
Dude. So she's close, because, just a couple months ago, like right at the beginning of the season, when the Niners were stomping everyone out.
Yeah.
She sent me like a Niners sweatshirt that was on sale for like women. And I was like, are you a Niner fan now? And she's like, I don't know what I am. And I just thought it was super cute.
I don't know what I am. Okay, I'm still working on it.
I thought
the pronouns are bang, bang.
That's funny. But I thought she was going to be ultra Raider fan.
Yeah.
Because they got Jimmy G.
Right.
Because, I'm as straight as an arrow, bro.
Can't compete with Jimmy G, dude.
That is a hot dude.
Goodness like, gracious.
What the fuck?
Bro. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
And you're a professional athlete.
Yeah, I know. Get the fuck out of here with your jawline, okay, dude? And your fucking 5 o'clock shadow.
Your perfect 5 o'clock
shadow. Yeah, your salt and pepper hair, dude. All right. Fuck out of here.
Like, the fuck, dude?
Yeah, dude. Stop smiling on TV, okay? My wife watches this shit, dude.
A condescending asshole.
God damn it, dude. Shoving it in our face.
And then, you know, he's not having a great year.
Yeah.
And he gets hurt.
Right.
And then
they put in Farva. They put in a fucking rookie. Aiden O'Connell looks like Farva, dude.
So the Raiders are not having a great year.
I mean, they're getting better. They didn't score a touchdown yesterday, but they're getting better.
Yeah. They are. Honestly, if they never would have fired John Gruden,
dude,
they probably would have, like, they'd be playoff hopefuls.
I was saying the exact same thing. Like, that whole situation was retarded. What, they got an email, or someone dug up an email from like 8 years prior.
Yeah.
That was sent to a colleague of his who was a black guy, and it was like a black joke or something like that.
Yeah, I even forget what it was.
Yeah, dude, and they made a big ass deal. And the thing that bugged me the most is that the recipient of that email, who thought it was funny at the time, didn't come out and go, yeah, this is a non-issue. I don't know who fucking dug this up, but, you know, our relationship is close enough for us to be able to be humorous about those things.
Yeah.
That never happened. So John Gruden is fucking MIA right now, dude. He was a commentator before he went back to the Raiders, and then now he's just in the wind, I guess. I haven't heard anything about him, seen him, nothing.
Yeah, that's pretty it's pretty wild. So I think with that, like, their season's kind of squashed again.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know, maybe, you know, Niners are fucking destroying people, so.
Yeah, dude. Well, you got Nick Bosa and Chase Young walking around with their shirts off. Maybe it'll sway her, you know?
Yeah, because she sent me a video about Nick Bosa and, like, some, like, TikTok video these women make or whatever. And it was like, what a man, what a man. He's, like, in slow motion and just yacked.
Okay.
And I was like, she goes, look at the size of his thighs. I've never seen. I'm like, all right.
Dude.
All right, relax.
All right, hey, how many times have you watched? How many views of these are yours? I'm about to cut your fucking mobile data.
Yeah, you know what's so funny too? Is like the opposite end of that spectrum is men are pigs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what yeah. I'm saying?
You say one thing about a celebrity female, and it's like, oh, that's your bitch. Okay. Every time you watch that movie, dude, it's over with. Like, I was like right after we were dating, right after Steph and I were dating, I said something about Selma Hayek. To this day, I cannot watch Grown Ups in Peace, dude. Can't fucking.
She's like
do it.
65 and stacked.
Oh, God. She's super stacked, dude.
You know what I mean? It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird good not to be her. Excited about that.
Yeah, good for her. Good.
You
for
know
her.
Who mine is?
Who's that?
JJ from Criminal Minds.
Okay, yeah. That's right. You've said that for some time.
Yeah. And like I always mention it to Nicole for whoever watching Criminal Minds. I'm like,
there's my girl right there.
I gotta be honest, honey. I love you to death. You're incredible. But if that woman knocked on my door,
hall pass.
You know what I mean? I'll send money. You know? But then, like,
she's just gonna pop up, like, "Hey, I got a flat tire."
Yeah. But then it's funny because I follow her on Instagram, and then I saw her husband, and I was like, "Oh, not a chance, not a fucking chance."
We're doing a fucking Jimmy G clone.
He's like 6'6", yoked, and has like a perfect beard.
Looks like a firefighter / doctor.
Yeah, probably like. Retired Navy SEAL or some shit. Yeah,
runs a nonprofit for orphans.
Yeah.
Like, dude, whatever. All right.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, she's, honey, we're safe. Okay.
Yeah. You have nothing to worry about.
Yeah. That's funny.
Oh, no, dude. Celebrity hall passes. Yes. I don't think so. That would never
happen.
Call,
that's what we'll call the episode.
Celebrity hall passes. Yeah. Yeah. No, what was I going to say? I was going to say something. I totally forgot. But hey, Niners got back to the win column, dude.
Yeah, I figured that was going to happen.
Yeah, you know.
Here's my thing. I'm gonna say this. We've done an episode kind of about it, right?
Yeah.
We understand sports are scripted.
Right.
And I think it's perfectly okay to enjoy some circus sometime. It's like, dude, have you ever watched wrestling and been entertained? Yes. If the answer is yes, that's fucking circus. It's
exactly.
Right? They just make fun of you because there's grown-ups that believe in it, but everyone knows it's fake.
Right.
Like, professional sports is the exact same thing, and it's okay.
Right.
What we're saying is, thus far, I'm liking the script.
Hey, can't complain.
Right? Yeah,
but it goes the same like you're saying with wrestling, right? Like, how bad did you want your guy to win the title? But the script wasn't written that way. You know what I mean? And they lose, and you're like, fuck, we'll get him next time. And then next thing you know, then the following year at WrestleMania or Starcade or whatever it was, they would end up with that script, and it's like the underdog fucking gets the title. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So of course I'd love to see that, dude. And if the theories are right about the Super Bowl logo,
yeah, Niners Ravens.
Again. Redemption time, baby.
Yeah. And then you have like the Cinderella story of Brock Purdy, last pick of the draft, takes a team to the conference championship, blows his elbow out. They don't know if he'll return the same, wins five straight, loses three, and then they'll play clips of people questioning him and da 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 da. And then he wins out the season and goes to the Super Bowl.
And then wins the Super Bowl, wins Super Bowl MVP.
Uh-huh.
Instant fucking family movie.
Patrick Mahomes, who?
Yeah. Instant family movie. Fucking this guy is going to be all over everywhere getting interviewed, right? Good thing about Brock Purdy is he's very humble. He's a quiet guy. You know, he's strong in his faith, strong in his family. His family's all hard workers. So
maybe he hasn't signed that contract yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, Tom Brady was married to a witch for a long time. So
straight up witch.
Like, for real, like doing rituals before games witch. He talks about that shit.
And
he kisses his son on the mouth for like a long, like an extended period of time.
And if those two things aren't bad enough, and when they split is when his career ends.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird, right?
Right. But I mean, here's the one thing I will say about Tom Brady. You know, I couldn't tell you how long all the witch shit had been going on, but the origins of Tom Brady's career are very similar to Brock Purdy's, right? Late round draft pick. During combine was told his arm strength is below average, his height and weight are below average, he can't scramble, you know, all this negative shit. I mean, if you look up Tom Brady's fucking combine picture, he looks like an eighth grade boy, dude. Yeah. Like, he's like super pale, super skinny, like just looks nervous to have his shirt off, right? And Brock Purdy, last pick of the draft, dude, same thing. He took a visit to Alabama. Saban told him, your arm strength's whatever, your accuracy's trash, you're slow, you're short.
Jesus.
Yeah, so he was like, oh, cool, I'm not going to Alabama. So he turned down their offer, because they did make him an offer, but he knew he was never going to fucking see the field there. You know what I mean? Goes to Iowa, destroys every fucking record for the school, and still goes unnoticed until the very last pick of the draft, dude. Now, if that says anything, it says that the scouts are fucking wrong a lot. You know what I mean? Like, you're getting paid probably hundreds of thousands of dollars to scout talent. And all of the talent scouts said the same thing.
Yeah.
But here's what I think. Because I think that most scouts are a sham, dude. I think most scouts basically just take the money to travel, visit with guys. They have an outline of what they're looking for. And if you don't fit that outline, whether it's, you know, whatever line of questioning they have for you or whatever is on tape, then they just move on to the next guy. Instead of actually looking at what you're good at, what your fucking bread and butter is, you know, and seeing if they can build on those attributes. Instead, they go, nope, too short, too white, too fucking slow, too this, right? And they lose out on these great talents. How many fucking unrestricted free or undrafted free agents end up being pretty good football players?
Yeah.
So how many of these guys who basically go, I didn't get drafted, I'm going to give up my dream, even though that they had a talent level greater than guys who did get the looks? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it comes down to marketability, too.
For sure. For sure.
This is kind of why I enjoy hockey so much, too. I am, in my biased opinion, I think it's probably the least fixed sport, just because the fan base isn't there.
Right.
If hockey was ever at the heights of, like, European soccer or American football, they'd be tossing games left and right.
For sure, because you got to think, you know, obviously with such a vast audience that the NFL has, even NBA, MLB, you can sell a lot of fucking advertisement time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of fucking rough to like you said, you love hockey. I'm sure you wish that it was more prevalent.
Sure. But
at the same time, if it is, like you said, what is the payoff going to be?
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's maybe there's an aspect to it as well that's somewhere along the lines of it would be a difficult sport to fix as well because it's such a tough sport.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like any Schmo can just kind of wobble around on some skates, you know?
Yeah.
And when someone's drafted, like in the NHL, let's just say you're in high school and you get drafted.
Okay.
You might have to play your first season in minor league hockey.
Right.
Just to get used to it. And the only way that you actually go just straight to the NHL is like they see the next Gretzky in you.
It's rare, yeah.
Yeah, it's a rarity. Not to say it doesn't happen.
Right.
Fuck, I mean, there's guys that are like 18, 19 on the like my team, the Flyers, right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, fuck, dude, when I was 18, 19, I was like trying to get my dick wet every day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, this guy's like, yeah, I train 6 hours a day, skate 12 hours a day.
Like, oh, all right. Like the level of dedication is insane because I'm thinking about when I was that age, I was doing almost nothing, like less than nothing.
Yeah. You're like job. That's all I have.
You're like a job and I come home and I veg and play video games.
Yeah.
Straight. Job,
video games.
And that's then it. When someone asks me the question of like, what do I want to do with my life? I just hear static.
Yeah. I want to finish this game.
Yeah.
You're interrupting me right now, dude.
Like kickbacks and house parties.
Dude, that's it. And Halo 2. Mm-hmm. All day.
This guy's like, yeah, I'm signing an entry level contract to play in the professional hockey league.
Dude, whatever.
Whatever, bro. But I don't know. I mean, obviously, if you're listening still, you know that this episode is not like our typical episode.
Yeah, we gotta take a break.
Yeah, we gotta take a break from reporting on the fucking World War III that's about to start. Yeah.
Gotta take a break. Gotta cleanse our minds a bit.
Oh, that's what we were talking about before we started. When you were like, oh, I got like really high one time and I was thinking like, oh, what?
Oh, if? Yes.
Right fucking dude, now.
Yeah. These are some times where you know, you get a little too much smoke, right? Or you get some new shit and you're like, let's give this a shot. And you're like, oh my God. And there are times where I'm like, oh man, like I'm super high right now. And I'm staring at the microwave, like waiting for it to beep with my food in it, right? And there have been times where I'm like I'll hear a helicopter, and I'm like, dude, what kind of helicopter is that? And I'll like go outside and look and shit, like making sure it's not a Black Hawk, make sure I don't see like fucking bodies falling out of helicopters parachuting into the city. And that's like a legitimate fear of mine. Like I get too high and then the invasion happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I was literally just thinking about that the other day, like maybe a week ago. I was high and I was scrolling through Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and it was this map of all the military aircraft that had been put in the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading this post and this guy's like, I've never seen anything like this. It's literally the whole sky is just nothing but military aircraft.
Yeah.
Right. From the United States. And usually that's like a sign of like battle marches, right?
Right. Yeah. Moving all your chess pieces.
Yeah. Well, then you look at what was going on with Israel, and then Iran was getting involved in all this, and Russia's talking shit. And then on the post, it was like, this is preparation for World War III. Be prepared for anything. It could happen at any moment.
Yeah.
Stay vigilant. Protect your families. And I'm reading this and I'm like, fuck. And like the wife can get her asleep.
Can't do this right now. Give me like 3 hours, dude. Just fucking wait 3 hours.
It's like, I can't do this, man. This is like Red Dawn status. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Dude, it's rough to think about. Like last night, fucking Ghetto Bird was up, right? And I'm like, we're sitting in the office, you know, me and Steph, and we just finished smoking. And we hear a helicopter, and I'm like, oh shit, it's making an announcement. So yep. I'm like, what does it say? What does it say? She's like, I can't hear it. So I go out through the office bathroom, and I'm listening, and they're like, felony suspect, medium build, black male, shaved head, wearing black jacket. If spotted, please call 911. Now, and like the helicopter circling, but now it's like after, you know, 5-6 minutes, it's like almost right above the house. Uh-huh. Of course, both of the dogs are like, hey, we have to go to the bathroom. I'm like, motherfucker. And Steph's like, don't go outside. I'm like, babe, we're going to the backyard. I'm going to go to the backyard. She's like, I'm just saying, like, the description could fit you. I'm like, I'm in pajamas right now, you know? I'm like, here. I grab the Glock. I'm like, is this better? The Glock and a flashlight out there in like basketball shorts and slippers.
Cause that's definitely not suspicious either.
And the helicopter circles right over. And I realize I'm like pointing the flashlight up at the helicopter. Like, oh shit.
And I have a gun in my hand.
Yeah. But I was under our sail shade, so it couldn't see me. I could see them, but it couldn't see me.
Switching to thermal.
Yeah. Oh, we found him. We spotted him.
Dude.
Did I tell you about the house across the street from us? Like, you remember where, like, the old folks' house used to be?
Yeah.
Okay, so that house now, like, I saw a bunch of people kind of, like, move a bunch of shit out. And then all of a sudden I saw, like, some younger people moving.
Isn't that Jeremy's cousin or something like that? Or
I have no idea.
Or the jiu-jitsu girl, right?
No. So not next to them, but the house next to that one.
Oh, okay.
So like I two vaguely houses
remember
over.
That
it's
one.
It was like a old folks home, like a convalescent home. It almost seemed like it was like a hospice or something, right?
Oh, okay.
So there was just a lot of old people there, and every now and again an ambulance would show up with no sirens and load someone up, and you're kind of like, fuck, dude. So anyhow, all of a sudden, like, all that stopped, and I see like these, like, probably early 20s, mid 20s at the latest, moving shit into this house, end tables and bedroom furniture. Nothing big though, like no couches, no, like, nothing like that. And mind you, this is a bigger house because they needed multiple rooms to care for multiple people. Well, all of a sudden, like, there's 5-6 cars parked on the street, a couple in the driveway. They have a really deep driveway because there's a detached garage behind the house. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on over there? Because these aren't old folks. There's nobody in scrubs walking in and out of this bitch. And I start to notice, dude, it's all like early 20s. To mid-20s females that live there.
Uh-huh.
They fucking come and go, like, all hours.
And how many how many are there?
Like 5-6, maybe 7.
Okay.
And
it's
they're
like a
all
small sorority.
Dude, that's like what it seemed like at first.
Okay.
But like then I started noticing, you know, I'm like out doing yard work and I'll see like two or three of the girls like go to get in their cars, giant like duffel bags, and they always leave with a guy. And then like they come back and the guy's like, all right, cool, see you later. And like he gets in his car and leaves, and then the girls go inside. Dude, I'm convinced that this is like a cam girl farm or or slash like escort facility, dude. And I'm telling my wife, I'm telling Steph, I'm like, dude, look, I don't know what's going on over there, but I think this is what's up, right? Now, so I was like, okay, we'll see, like, when the holidays come. Because, you know, fucking girls, like, they always want to put some kind of decoration up. Whether it's a sign or something, right?
Right.
String of lights, whatever it is. Dude, Halloween comes, not one decoration. They don't pass out any fucking candy. like all the lights are off. There's a fuck ton of people still there, right? Because the cars are all over the place. But dude, I'm convinced that I found like right next to us, because technically that is La Mesa. That uh-huh. house, or the house next to Jiu-Jitsu Girl's house, starts La Mesa, right?
Okay.
So technically that's not in the same city, but I'm convinced that it's like an escort business slash like OnlyFans cam girl camp, dude.
Yeah. You know what that, you know what it reminds me of? Hmm. Do you remember, okay, do you remember in the 90s when you could like sometimes scramble porn?
Yeah.
Right? Do you remember a show on HBO called Cat House?
Yes. Yeah.
It's like a fucking brothel.
Dude, I'm telling you, but like, because they always leave and like this dude, the guy doesn't look like, you know, they're not like affectionate like a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Right.
And she's got this giant bag full of shit. And I'm like, something's up, dude. Something's up. And two of those girls just bought brand new cars, dude.
Oh yeah, dude.
Because I was like, oh, Halloween's the fucking, that's the time. All right. So
yeah,
me and the kids, we go up, we did like 2-3 blocks around here, and then we're walking back up the street, and I'm like, oh dude, if those lights are on, we're hitting that house. Dude, dead zone. They had, everything was like fucking shut down there. What kind of girls in their early 20s at a fat house like that aren't having a Halloween party? Something's up, dude.
Maybe they're being told not to.
Could be. And now here's the fucked up part, because I'm like, all right, dude, like, are these girls being fucking trafficked now?
Yeah.
Like, how do I fucking, is there a way to go about like finding out what the fuck is going on there without
knock on the door.
Dude, I can't do that.
Just knock on the door. Hey,
what the fuck's going on in here?
Just walk in there super confident, knock on the door and be like, yeah, I'd like to buy one of you for whatever it is you do.
Yeah, what do you guys do? Anything for $300? Cool, because I really need a wax and a clay on my truck. Yeah.
It's and full then you size. Just get them over there, and you start talking like, "Hey,
like James O'Keefe style?
Is it a pimp named Slickback that I see you riding with sometimes? Yeah. Are you? You got to give me that. What's that one sign?
Yeah, the do you need an angel shot? Yeah, oh, yeah, is like it like the
yeah.
Yeah,
that you doing that sign? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's got to be something, dude.
Dude, right? I'm not. It doesn't sound crazy, does it?
No.
Okay. All right. I wanted to make sure, dude, because after a while, I'm like, why? Am I the fucking crazy one? Right? But because I was telling Steph, and she was kind of like, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, dude, we should know. That's the problem.
Dude, you need to set up an operation like in Disturbia.
Dude, that's what I was thinking, right? Like Disturbia slash you got
get a drone?
I can fucking barely fly a drone, dude.
Dude, I was flying my buddy Wild Bill's. It's like it's as simple as up, down, left, and right.
Yeah.
And that thing can go 3 fucking miles.
God damn.
Yeah.
It's got some range.
It was dope. But
yeah, dude.
Where are you at with this? I mean, hooligans, if we sign up for the tavern for $5 a month, we can get the equipment. We can do a little investigation.
We can complete our investigation.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I think we're on to something here.
Something's up, dude. Something
sounds suspicious.
Yeah, I'm convinced, dude, that we got like a brothel going down. Yeah,
we went from Hollywood hall passes to brothels in your backyard,
dude.
That's what we're going to call the episode.
Brothels, Hollywood hall passes, and backyard brothels. I'm fucking with it, dude. Hell
dude,
yeah.
That sounds like something you'd have to get at the video store when they hid shit behind a curtain.
Yeah. Yeah, that half curtain. It wasn't even you knew the establishments where they had dirty shit if the curtain was full length.
Yeah.
Yeah. you're going to be getting into some things. You know what I mean?
You're like, oh my God, they recorded this?
Yeah. Like, and it's
shit.
Those are the places where, like, the name of the movie's handwritten on the cassette. And it looks like someone took it out of a camcorder and just put it in the sleeve of a VHS tape. You know, when you buy blank tapes.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, hold up. Whose house did this come from? Like, the tape feels like several people have touched it already, and I don't want it, dude.
That's so funny. Oh, man. There was that picture I sent you, probably one night when I was high, of, like, the four different blankets. You remember, like, the blankets and the sheets from the 90s?
Yeah.
They had a bunch of caricatures all over them,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, in this picture, it had four blankets. It was like Power Rangers, which I had.
Same.
Barney, I think I had that. Something, a couple other ones that are like big from the 90s, you know.
Fucking it was Gummy Bears, Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah. All of them. Oh, yeah. Gummy Bears. Yeah. We had sheets as Gummy Bears. Cause
yeah.
It was dope.
Fucking don't. Yeah. You got a problem.
And the quote was like, I can smell the pee in this photo.
No, dude, the funniest video you've sent me in a long time was the one about going to stay the night or going over to your rich friend's house, right? And you walk in and you're like, well, hey, how you doing, Mr. and Mrs. so-and-so? And you're like, dude, your parents are still married? That's fucking dope, dude. Like, my dad walked out like 8 minutes after I was born. Yeah. I'm like, hey, man, I'm getting kind of hungry. You think we could like make some ramen or something? Like, no, dude, I'll just get my mom to order a pizza. Your mom will just order you a fucking pizza, dude? Do you remember, like, trying to convince your mom to order pizza or, like, take you somewhere to get food on a Friday or Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It was a strategic chess move. I tried to play, like, the I'm the cutesy young one.
Yeah.
And so what I would do, and I was so, dude, believe it or not, like when I was a little kid, I was shy as fuck, even to like ask my parents stuff.
Damn.
So what I used to do was I had a piece of paper and I would write, can I go rent a game? ? Yes. And then like have a box next to
right.
No, and a box next to it. And I'd slide it under their door and then I'd run away and then. I'd like shut my door.
Right? And like, oh, like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I'd be like in the corner with wrestlers. Like, I've been here the whole time, I swear.
Yeah. How did that get in there?
And then like they'll slide it back under the door with a yes. And I'm like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. As quiet as you can. And then you walk out like, oh, hey, guys. Found this note on my floor.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would do.
What's this about?
How'd this get here?
Yeah, dude. But that's where that meme that like all these kids nowadays, and I'm sure some of them probably still hear it, but that was like the creation of, no, we can just make, you know, hamburgers at home. We don't need to go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And, or no, we have, you want to watch Three Ninjas? We have the one at home. You're like, yeah, but I want to watch Knuckle Up. It just came out. No, we'll just go home and watch the first one again.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, you're not understanding. Like, everybody's going to watch this except for me. All my friends are going to be fucking quoting this movie tomorrow.
Yeah.
That was the best, dude. It was fucking worth it every single time.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's like the smell of Pizza Hut pizza and chlorine. Like that reminds me of the 90s, dude.
Yeah.
It'll transport me.
Yeah, dude. It's so weird though when you think about it, because I would even do the same thing where I'd go like rent a game.
Yeah.
Right. We had this one video store by my house that was called 90 Cent Video.
Yep.
Or yeah. Videos
those like little Vietnamese spots or whatever.
Yeah, full Vietnamese in there.
Mm-hmm.
And this was of course we were in the hood still.
Yeah.
And but it was 98 cents to rent a VHS and it was 98 cents to rent a video game.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Now, you could only get it for 3 days.
But still, dude, less than a dollar for a 3-day rental?
Yeah. So you could get like 4 video games.
Exactly.
And it's like, what, $2?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, but back then, my mom and dad, they were like, no, pick a game.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need two, because I've watched you play. You're not going to beat them all. So, I'm like, whatever, dude. So, I would rent a game, right? 3 days would go by, take it in. You go to school, the weekend comes up, go rent another game, right? Because it wasn't one every day of the week.
Right.
So, rent it on the weekend, and I'd get the same game. And my dad's like, don't you want to get like a different one? I'm like, no. I like the first time I could do this, I got this one and I loved it.
Yeah.
And if they still had a record from how many times I rented like one game and then like I'd switch games and then I would rent that one like 8 times in a row.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where mom and dad was like, all right, if you have the money, you can go.
Yeah.
So I'd walk in there with a bag of coins.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm like, oh, I have enough for four. And they're like, well, listen, if you want to rent four, it's your money.
Yeah.
Right.
Good luck trying to play all of them in 3 days.
And then, well, see, that's where they pushed me off the cliff.
Right.
I'm still trying to climb up at 34 years old. They didn't stop me and say, no, save your fucking money. I'm like, mom, dad said I could. So
yeah, it's all good. I got my change.
Oh man.
Yeah, but see, because the dilemma was at the time, like what system were you primarily renting for?
Sega.
Okay. There's no fucking saving. You know what I mean? Yeah. So at that time that was definitely something I think everybody did, right? You would rent a game and then you'd be like, "Fuck, I need to take it back." Now either you were rich and bought it, you were kind of like upper middle class and paid for the $5 late fee. Or you would have to go back and rent it multiple times in order to try and beat the game. You know what I mean? Because you rent it on a Friday night, you take it back while mom's doing grocery shopping on Sunday.
Yeah.
So now you're like, fuck.
God, that reminds me so much of my childhood, dude.
Yeah. That's the best, dude.
Like instantly. Cause it's like everyone's family had the same routine.
Yeah.
You're talking about grocery shopping on a Sunday night. It's exactly what my parents did.
Grocery shopping on a Sunday. So normally it was like, you know, like a pot roast for dinner, something that can just be left in the oven or on the stove unattended. Pot. Yep. Yep. Exactly. Or leftovers.
Or leftovers.
Those are the fucking the best days, dude.
And you'd sit down and you'd watch fucking Family Matters together.
Dude, TGIF. That was the best. you know what kind of fucking, because we were big into Fresh Prince, right? And you know the meme that's been going around where basically like anytime there's a black dude talking, you hear the fire alarm chirping for the low battery, right? In the background. I saw this one. It was, you know, the very last episode of Fresh Prince Bel-Air, where Will walks into the house and he's standing in that big ass living room and he's like got his hands in his pocket. He's looking around and it's empty. And you just hear chirp in the background. Dude. I'm like, man, you guys just ruined a fucking core memory for me.
Oh man, that was a great show.
It was awesome, dude. I love that show.
This is before Will Smith lost his mind.
Obviously. Well, you know what? Let's talk about that for a second. Because a lot of news has come out recently, and honestly, like, you know, I'm not a big.
So I haven't followed it. What has actually been going on?
So here's the thing, dude. Like, I'm not a big celebrity gossiper, but this, when it caught my attention, I was like, oh, this is the reason Will Smith has been like acting weird the past 10 years.
Yeah.
On top of possibly may or may not being a part of the club, right?
Yeah,
but probably part of club, but the like Jada Pinkett, his wife, like years ago, she comes out and says that she had an affair with one of her son's friends. Right. And she tells Will Smith, like, on, I guess she had like a I don't know if it was like a podcast that they recorded video or if it was like a talk show or what it was, but she has her own program. And she's talking about that, like, with her kids and Will Smith. And he's, like, crying, right? But he's, like, trying to keep it together. And she's like, yeah. And we've been really good friends. And like, we had a thing together. And so it is what it is. And he just kind of like, okay. Right. Cucked out for a bit. And then she comes out every year around like Tupac's birthday or the anniversary of his death, and talks about like how she wishes he was still alive so she could be with him, and he's the best man that she'd ever been with. And then she comes out recently and says like, yeah, I don't really love this guy. Like, I'm not sexually attracted to him. We haven't even been intimate together in like 7 years. And I'm fine with that. And I wish him, you know, all the best luck. And it was kind of like, fuck, man. Like, you got up on stage and slapped Chris Rock in front of everybody for this bitch who could give a fuck less about you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Women like that are the reason men fucking go off the deep end and hurt either themselves or a bunch of other people. And she's just so like nonchalant about it. Like, eh, it is what it is. You know, and it sucks because like people are piling in on Will too.
Yeah.
You know,
well, so okay. Well, so you have to back up though when you said this, right? So Jada Pinkett Smith had an affair with their son's friend.
Right.
Like recently.
Because
their son is like what, 18?
No, he's probably in his early 20s now, I would guess.
Is he?
It's got to be.
What's his name?
Jaden.
Jaden. Smith. H. I thought he was only... So he was born in 98. Oh, fuck. Math.
You got to do math, dude.
Okay, rounded up to 2000. That would be 23.
Yeah, so he's
early. So he's 25.
Yeah.
Okay, so
this was probably, dude, if I had to guess, I'm sure I'm way the fuck off. If I had to guess, maybe 3-4 years ago.
Oh, okay. So he was at least 18, I would have hoped so.
Yeah.
So yeah. She had an affair, and then...
And then makes it, like, hella public, right?
This was, like, recently this came out?
No, that came out like a few years back.
Oh, okay.
But oh, recently, yeah,
I remember that.
But recently is when she was like, oh yeah, like we don't fuck, we're not intimate, like we hardly see each other. And I'm like, dude, why are you telling people this shit? Like,
yeah.
This is one of the main issues with celebrities, is that they think all the private moments have to be public. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, It's fucking gross because they know it's going to get views and clicks and all this shit. But at the same time, like watching another man's mental health just completely fucking deteriorate.
Yeah.
Is wild. And then watching people be like, oh, dude, he's fine. He's Will Smith. He'll be all right. Like, dude, if this guy eats one, then people are going to feel really fucking bad.
Yeah. It's so weird that she every year she brings up Tupac.
Dude, every year. And now imagine,
maybe that's just a story that they show us every year.
Maybe. You know? But if that was the case, right? If that was a story they were showing, like, wouldn't you want your wife to be like, yeah, he was great when he was alive and we were together, but this is my fucking man right here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Instead, she's like, oh no, I've fucking cheated on this guy multiple times. Like, you know, I do whatever the fuck I want. And it's just kind of like, dude, the disrespect, and you're still like married to this fucking animal.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing though about, I guess that's what's, it's so odd. Cause we're like, we're not here talking about like, we believe in these people's ideology because we know that Hollywood is manufactured and they're a lot of them are a bunch of Satanists,
yeah,
and cultists and all that weird shit. Right. But it's crazy being from an outsider's perspective looking at that, and it's how easily it convinces people to like pick a side or take a stance, right.
or that is a healthy, normal relationship,
or that too,
yeah.
And it's crazy watching that because you know, like, man, this is somewhat in some way fabricated,
yeah.
not just like the whole slapping thing of Chris Rock, but
right,
the whole publicity of everything and stuff like that. And it's crazy to see that people get like wrapped up in that and they talk about it.
Yeah, dude. Well, especially because you know the reason that she's doing all this is just to drive clicks and fucking subscriptions and all that shit.
Right.
Because now people want to fucking see what's going on. So they're willing to, you know, like I said, I don't know if it's a podcast or a talk show or whatever, but I'm sure there's some sort of subscription for something.
Yeah. Or it's on Apple TV or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Dude. So, you know, it's just super strange because there are people who are like very, like they're willing to fucking defend. And you're like, listen, dude, this is a fucked up situation that they're making public. Like at this point, nobody should be saying shit. Like if it just died, right? If everybody was like, damn, it's fucked up and kind of turned their back, then maybe it would go away. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's part of the elite's plan to, as far as like the degradation of like society by showing you publicly, This is perfectly normal behavior.
Yeah. Look at these rich people. So they're so successful that this is normal.
Yeah. Because like, if you think, you know, we're just talking about the 90s, dude, you did not air your dirty laundry out.
No, dude.
Not like that. Dude. Like no. if you were having problems in your marriage, nobody fucking knew about it.
No. Yeah. And you know, but it's like, it's one of those things, dude, like, that's between you two anyways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're a really big piece of shit for like telling the world about all this shit.
Yeah, dude. So when I was in third grade, I had met one of my best friends up until about 5 years ago. Stopped talking to the guy, but I don't know. I don't really know what happened to him. He just kind of went on this like weird spiritual deep end.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like convinced that he was talking to God and stuff like that. And,
oh no.
Yeah. And he has like face tattoos and all kinds of weird shit.
Damn.
And, yeah. His sister, I don't know, you know, has a theory on it, but not to put you in our own shame here, but
yeah,
I don't know. We just stopped talking, you know, but anyways, he lived like a super sheltered life, really bad allergies and all that.
Okay.
His parents were sweet people, loving people. I mean, I met him at a private school.
Okay.
Right. And he was weird like me. And then we just were like best friends. And then, dude, we get into high school and him and his sister go to the same high school. And then I go to that high school too, but it was public school. So then like we are immediately exposed to all this like crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And we're trying to live like this lifestyle that we were raised in of like, you know, private school bringing up and Christian,
yeah, all that etiquette like that. Shit.
Yeah. And after we graduated from high school, right, his parents split.
Okay.
And I was like, when he told like me that, I was
waiting
like,
until
yeah, the whole damn. Time. And I was like, dude, are you okay? Like, cause he sprung it on me, and he was like, yeah, I'm fine. Why? And I was like, bro, like I never ever since that from your parents ever at all once.
That's
a
wild,
single
dude.
Time. Yeah. I was at his house all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, he's like, well, you know, me and my sister knew they were like not really in love anymore and grew apart. And so when they said they were going to get divorced, we figured that it was time and
damn.
We're grown. And, you know, you guys can both find your own happiness or whatever. And I was like, what the fuck, bro? Because I never, ever, ever would have guessed it.
Exactly, dude. And it's because, you know, you avoid a lot of shit, and especially like trauma with the kids. Obviously, it's hard for your parents to fucking split up like that. But, dude, now imagine your parents are fucking celebrities and they just let you do whatever you want. Like, Will Smith's son's out here wearing dresses and talking about his boyfriend and shit. And you're like, what the fuck, dude? Like watching celebrities' kids, you're just kind of like, this is outrageous, dude. Like when news broke about Dwayne Wade, dude, whatever happened to that? Like this guy, gets accused of sexually assaulting another dude.
And he was like, no, that was consensual.
Yeah. And then, and here's the weird part, right? Like years ago, I remember, I think I was watching basketball with my brother, and I think it was during playoffs, like around Christmas time or whatever. No, it wasn't a playoff. It was a Christmas game because they play on Christmas. And they were doing like a spot on Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, and their son is...
I had such a crush on her too until I found out she was a wacko.
Yeah, and their son is a fucking tranny, dude. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, all right, man, because I'm starting to think, you know, trying to put the pieces together. Usually kids that are in a situation like that have experienced or are experiencing some sort of fucking trauma in their life.
Yeah.
Then it comes out that, like, we already know, you know, well, actually, I don't even know if it's true or not. Maybe you could tell me. Remember, there's always that rumor about Gabrielle Union that she was like raped at a store she worked at.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but that coupled with this dude being a fucking closeted homo, which it's like, dude, it just be out if that's the case, right? But you played the charade of marrying a female who's batshit crazy, like super woke. Your kid is all of a sudden effeminate and wants to be a girl, and you're okay with it. And then we find out that you may or may not have sexually assaulted another man. Oh, well, there's where all the trauma came from. You know what I mean? Like, we're watching that happen, and people are going, he could do what he wants. It's like, yeah, but you're forgetting that he might have raped a guy.
Yeah.
We should probably address that. And then we should probably go, oh, fuck, dude. It's weird because when kids experience trauma, sexual trauma, they usually are confused about their sexuality, and then they end up wanting to be trans, or, you know, they have violent tendencies towards sexual acts and things like that. Right.
Yeah. They turn into sadists.
Dude. Now, I'm not saying that that's what happened, but you take a look at Magic Johnson's son, right? Super giant fairy. Okay. Magic Johnson back in the day, you know, from the early 90s, promiscuous, dude. Slaying ass left and right, fucking swimsuit models all over the place. Ends up catching the HIV, which miraculously, he's clear. He's good. No signs, right?
Yeah. But
now, how many times was this dude having fucking wild orgies that his kid was around and seeing something wasn't supposed to be seen? I'm just saying, dude.
I don't know, man. It's a possibility.
Possibility.
Yeah, it is a possibility.
Not a good look, though. I'm not a good look. And because you see, like, this is that big push, right? The trans thing, and you know, you got the Pope saying it's cool to be trans and get baptized, and like that's the push. And I think it's, I think it behooves the them, right? The elites, to have celebrities making this shit look cool.
Yeah.
Right? Like wrecked home lives, trans kids, telling kids like, dude, you can do whatever you want, man. Like, you don't need your parents for shit.
It's a little loud there. Sorry. There we go. I was going to bring that a little lower, but sorry about that.
Very German club.
Yeah, hopefully you enjoyed the show today. Wow, it was a doozy. Remember, stay clear of those backyard brothels.
Dude, if I uncover some more info, I'll let you know. But I'm actively keeping an eye out, dude.
That's weird stuff, man.
It's weird stuff, man.
Well, let's do this before we end the show tonight. Because I still have a lot of shit I got to do tonight. The wife's already like, I'm laying in bed, so good luck. All right. Yeah, kitchen's dishes, go. Dude, yeah. Storm Shadow took a box of cereal tonight and was shaking it and dumped the whole fucking thing.
Nice.
Right? So then Bowie is like, oh.
Hell yeah.
Right? So then Nicole's down there like sweeping it up with the box. And then she goes to get the broom. And then he takes the box and starts sweeping it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like trying to help. We're like, right. Oh, thanks, buddy. And then he grabs it and smushes it in his hand and throws it.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, dude. And then he starts doing like cereal angels. And then he starts smashing him like,
yeah,
oh,
dude.
My God. Oh, my God.
And you're just watching him like, dude, are you done? Because I'm just going to wait.
Yeah, that's what it came down to.
Oh, man. Because
Nicole kept like sweeping it into piles.
Yeah.
And then he would kick it around or whatever. Nice. And he thought it was the funniest shit. And she'd sweep it up again. And then the dog would take a bite out of it. And then he'd grab some and throw it in his mouth. And then we're like, you know what? We're just going to wait till you're done, like, dude.
Whenever you guys finish up, let us know.
So eventually he got bored with it and ran away. And then we could clean it up. But
hell yeah. Kids are the best.
Oh, yeah. So let's end with this. What would be one more celebrity hall pass for you?
One more celebrity hall pass. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay.
No. No, dude. Now, this might date me a little bit, but I'm going to stand firm. Jessica Biel.
Oh. Oh,
Seventh Heaven, maybe.
She is a good looking woman.
Goodness gracious. God bless her.
Man, that's a good one.
Yeah. What about you?
Now, does the WWE count as celebrity?
Sure. Yeah. Damn it. Okay. It could be one of two choices here. And I'm either going to fight you or agree with you.
No, because you and I disagree on this one.
Okay.
I would say the early 2000s, Tori Wilson.
Okay. It's not bad.
And I know yours. It's Trish Stratus.
Trish. You know what, man? Like, that was probably the best... That was the best era of wrestling.
Yes.
That was during the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
That's when they brought in like that female roster.
Oh, and they did God a great bless job. It. Bra and panty matches.
Oh, dude. You got Sable out here just fucking... She was Playboy, and I was so happy that Mike got that issue, dude. I'm like 13, like, dude, let's fucking... I heard it's out, dude. And he's like, got it right here. Hell yeah.
Freaking,
but Trish Stratus, goodness gracious, dude.
Yeah, it's like our introduction to puberty.
Oh man, instantly, you're a grown ass man after you see Trish Stratus, dude.
Yep, in a bra and panty match, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. You know, and underrated. Now it was an unpopular opinion at the time, but Lita.
Yes, I was just gonna say. And then they threw us a curveball.
Yeah,
and Lita came in. And you know what I think separated her from the others was that she was kind of a tomboy.
Yes.
Still sexy as hell.
Yeah.
Pretty good wrestler.
Very good, yeah.
When she would wrestle with the Divas.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, when she didn't start like this. She started pulling her G-string up above her hip bones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what is it? Oh, that's her underwear. But you're right, dude. Funny. You'd be like, hey, once you knock this oil change out, we're going to town. You know what I mean? Yeah, dude. Lita. At the time, unpopular opinion, but.
Stacy Keebler.
Stacy Keebler, another one.
Legs up to heaven.
Yeah.
And now I think they're trying to bring some of that back because there's a whole lot of asses that are hanging out.
Man.
On WWE right now.
Yeah. Shout out Nikita.
Nikita Lyons. Good Lord.
You can't say that without choking on the thickness, dude.
That woman is as thick as shit. Yeah. I'll tell you what. But you and I disagreed on Jade Cargill.
Listen, not saying she's ugly. She's just extremely muscular, dude. Like, when I see her, you know what it reminds me of? Remember watching fucking In Living Color, right? Actually, she like her body reminds me of Tommy Davidson with his shirt off, dude.
Oh man.
And it like when he was in Ace Ventura Pet Detective, the second one, right? Where he's part of that African tribe and he comes out and he's all skinny and like super jacked.
Oh yeah,
that's what she reminds me of, dude.
She's not that bad.
She has an attractive face, but dude, I can't, like, I need a little bit of fucking struggle behind it, you know what I mean? Like, I need to have a chance of jack you off so fast. Yeah, but she might rip it off like a goddamn paper towel too.
Well, it's a chance I'm willing to take. That's why we even talked about, like, you're like, she probably has a whole jar full of dicks she's collected. Oh, and yeah, I told her, I said I would let her break in mine off. It's fine.
Yeah. Of all kinds of different men. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's span the world, dude.
Oh, man. All right. Let's get out of here before we get canceled.
All right, man.
All right. That's it for this episode, Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. Hi, Big Country.
I'm Boy.
And we'll see you guys next week. Take care. Bye-bye.